The University of Florida American Marine Research Company, as well as the Reef Environmental Education Foundation, R3 Digital Sciences, and Atlantic Lion's Share received $50,000 each. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokeswoman Amanda Nally says the goal is to target lionfish in deep waters. Currently, a lot of the state's concentrated efforts are in shallow waters.
Some are looking at technology and looking at underwater drones to try to target them. And, you know, one, for example, is looking at how can we just take the traps that we already have out there in those waters, like lobster traps, and maybe modify them to help target lionfish.
Another group is using the funding to gather the vocal sounds of lionfish to see if they can be used to lure them into a trap. It's unclear how many lionfish are in Florida's waters, but during a May event, more than 10,000 lionfish were caught across the state in a single weekend. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.